cleaning your fingernails. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher, Cleaning Your Fingernails. Now, what a mundane topic that certainly is, cleaning your fingernails. Everyone basically has fingernails. Everyone does have fingernails and toenails. Animals have fingernails and toenails and so forth. And how do we keep them clean? How do we keep them clean? Well, if you noticed, when you take a bath or you take a shower and you clean yourself up thoroughly and well, if your fingernails were dirty when you went into the shower, they clean when you come out. Because somehow, as you're scrubbing around and using the water and cleaning your body, you're also cleaning your fingernails. You may not do it purposely, but it happens. It just takes place. Now, a complete set of manicuring sets are available where people clean their fingernails and push their cuticles back and trim the edges of their nails and file them and sort them and make them beautiful. Some people like to make them very long, some people like to make them very hard and strong, some people like to make them false and glue onto them. But you see, a fingernail is really an extension of our hand, an extension of our being. A fingernail is used during the day for more things than we ever dream about. We use it for scratching labels off of things. We use it for scratching ourselves. We use it for picking up things. Sometimes the very tiniest thing we can pick up with our fingernail, like a pin or something. And we can pull out a sliver with a fingernail, or take out a pricker from a dog with your fingernails. And I'm often walking the path with Rex, my golden retriever, and he will step on a cactus. And then he will stand there with his leg held up and he'll say, "Hey, Dad, you got a problem?" And I go over there and I look at his paw and there are five or six big cactus needles sticking into his paw. I'm sure they're causing him a little bit of awareness. And so I take my fingernails and I reach each cactus separately. I don't want to get pricked too, you know. So I reach each cactus needle separately and pull it out. And just with one pull and one pull and one pull. And he stands there gritting his teeth. He knows that I'm doing good for him. And he has no intention of biting me or jumping on me because it hurts so much. Although he could. But he doesn't, because I don't create that. I create him standing there just very firmly and letting me pull it out. And when it's all out, I just pat his paw and I say, "Everything's okay now." And he looks at his paw and he licks it and he goes out and plays and gets more cactus. And of course I have to surround him with an anti-cactus thought, but which is a pure white light of love thought, so that he doesn't go picking up cactuses everywhere. Well, anyhow, fingernails can be useful for so many things, and we do not always respect or appreciate our fingernails. And it's like our teeth. We sometimes bite things with our teeth. We'll bite labels off of a pair of shoes that have plastic label on it that keeps it to tell us what kind of shoes they are and so forth. And we do all sorts of things with our teeth, and we misuse them. Well, we misuse our fingernails too. We misuse our fingernails, and we don't understand that our fingernails, if we're not having a good bath every day or a good scrubbing every day of our hands and our nails, we should use a nail file and clean our nails and clean them out beautifully and wonderfully. Not dig down deep, but just take the surface dirt that is in there and take it out. Now, you see, this is how we are so often in our life. We have attitudes in our mind, and we take the fingernail of our the fingernail cleaner, the nail file, and we dig into our mind and try to take these things out, when really it's just a matter of washing it. It's just a matter of cleansing it. It's just a matter of putting new thoughts in motion for ourselves to have new experiences. And when we do that, the old is cleansed away. It's just like in the shower when we wash ourselves, our fingernails end up being washed too, and they come out so beautifully, so clean. You say, my goodness, I forgot to take the fingernail file and clean my fingernails, but here they're clean. Well, our life is like that, as we will gently work with circumstances. If we will just gently work with circumstances that disturb us and cleanse them out of our body, out of our experience, by soap and water, if you will, by good thoughts, by good ideas, by good realizations, then all of those dirty thoughts, all of the dirt under the fingernails is gone. Now, we don't look at the dirt under the fingernail and call it bad. We don't look at the collection of whatever it is under our fingernail and call it bad. We just say it is something that is not harmonious for our eyes to see as we look at it. So we take our shower and all is gone. Or we do our manicure set and we clean under our fingernails and all is gone. We go gently. We go ever so gently, because if we go too deep, we hurt our fingernail. And if we go too deep, we dig a big cavity there, and just a place where more dirt can collect. So the more that we just gently do our fingernails, the more that the underskin grows up there and keeps dirt from coming in and keeps our fingernails clean and nice. And the more gently we go with our thoughts, too, of loving the world, of delighting in our bodies, of delighting in everything that we see, we build up the proper condition within us that thoughts of inharmony just do not have a place to catch hold. Dirt under our fingernails has no place to catch hold because the skin has grown up there and we haven't pushed it down or ground it out with our fingernail file, and the dirt just doesn't collect. And you know, if you look at a dog's paw, you'll see that under his nails, there's almost no tight area where dirt can collect and remain. Oh, sometimes if he's digging in the mud or something, he gets it in there for a moment. But as he runs around, it gets jumped out and cleaned out, and in the brush and the stone and things that he walks on, it gets cleaned out. But we too want to think very carefully about this. How do we clean our fingernails? Do we clean them gently, lovingly, perfectly, so that when we look at our fingernails, they are beautiful, white, and lovely? Or do we go at our fingernails with a vengeance to grind it out, to clean it out, to take out as much as we can? And when we do that, then we have deep cavities there that are ready to collect other things when we're not looking. And in our mind, when we have unhappy thoughts, it allows other unhappy thoughts to come in. And lo and behold, we have an unhappy consciousness. But in our minds, if we have happy thoughts, there's no room for the unhappy thoughts. And the more we have of our happy thoughts, the fuller our mind becomes. Our mind is filled with happy thoughts, and there's no room for any unhappy thoughts. So, cleaning your fingernails? Didn't think we could make something out of it, did you, huh? Well, it's a good illusion. It's a good way of looking at life. And it works. Now, you have a wonderful day and know that you too can do beautiful things, just like the Absolute Philosopher does every moment of my life. I love you. I love you. I love you.